Well, come again this year to fellowship with you and with one another. Our Father, this is a very unique experience for us in Anchor's Missionary Street, but it's not new and strange to you at all. We know that all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to His purpose. We have gathered this year again to listen to you, to be engaged with one another in your call upon our lives. And as we commence today in earnest, through the weekend we pray, your presence will be very real to us, that we enjoy your presence, we show the presence of one another, and as your word begins to come forth, it will engage our lives also. So we bless you, we thank you. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, brethren. It is with great delight and pleasure that I welcome you to this year's National Conference with a difference. It has never happened before, but God, in His infinite wisdom, has decided that we should go this way in our national conference this year. And we have come, believing that the same God that has been meeting us over the years is here to do us good. May each one of us prepare our hearts to receive that which God has really prepared, so that we, like Jesus, we make a declaration that we are here to serve God while God gives us the opportunity. You see, this statement of our theme was given in the context of a blind man that was around when Jesus Christ arrived. And it was the philosophy of those days. They thought that, no, a man would not be sick or blind except there was sin in his life. But Jesus Christ refuted that philosophy. He said, no. God's ways are higher than our ways. This man is not as blind because of sin or the sin of his parents, but that the works of God must be displayed before him. And so he made that tremendous statement, which is the theme of our conference this year. You see, the theme this year is about service. About service. And you cannot serve God except you are going to say like this blind man, that I know that once I was blind, but now I can see. If you don't have a personal testimony, you cannot be used of God. You cannot be involved in His service. You cannot be of use to anybody. But because of the encounter of Jesus with this man, he could give his personal testimony of what God had done in his life. And I want us to take a few notices concerning this man. First of all, that he was blind. He was blind. And you know, sin has blinded everybody in the world. All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And there's no exception. Sin is a malady. Sin is a serious matter. It's everybody's experience. And without the help of God, we cannot be of no use to God whatsoever. The second thing we noticed about this man was that he was He was a useless man to himself. He had a problem. We are told that this man couldn't go on the farm. He couldn't go to the office. He couldn't do business. He needed to beg in order to put life together. A very, very miserable person indeed. That's what that sin does to people. They make you useless to yourself, to the society. But then we notice number three that this one was a blessed man. Why? Because in his situation, Jesus came along. And when Jesus saw him, he had compassion, he had love. This one who was blinded to the grace of God, to the mercy of God, to the love of God, had his life opened up. Jesus made mud and applied to his life, eyes, and asked him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And when he did that, his eyes were completely opened. In this activity of Jesus Christ, we see three things. We see his motive for coming into this world. Jesus came into the world to meet the needs of men and women. God has called you and I to be able to meet the need on the level of salvation or blindness of sin so that they will become set free and see the beauty of God and see the mercy of God and see the life of God. That is your responsibility. That is my motive for coming to Jesus Christ and being an instrument for him to use. But number three, we see the mission of Jesus. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He didn't come to live a beautiful life for people to see. He didn't come to teach people, even though he was a most wonderful teacher. Jesus didn't come to give people food to eat, even though he fed thousands. No, Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost. That was his mission. That is your mission. That is my mission on earth. And we must accomplish it while it is day. For night comes when no man will walk. And I will pray that as we look at this topic, God is going to speak to our hearts. But like I said at the beginning, you cannot serve God if you are living in sin. You cannot. Sin is something that is common to all of us. Sin that makes somebody's life very useless. But Jesus can deliver you so that you team up with Jesus and walk while it is day, for night will come when no man will walk. And as I speak to you this morning, I don't know your situation. Are you qualified to team up with Jesus and work with Jesus to save lives while it is day? I don't know about your situation. But we had a very nasty experience in our church in Boko. We have a wonderful Christian girl who really loved the Lord. She was a teacher in one of the secondary schools, lived with her parents, and every morning she would walk from her house to the school. And it was her practice that every day as she stepped out of her father's house, going to school, she was just singing. She was a chorister. One of these days, she was going to school. And as she approached the school about a few meters away from school, her singing stopped. She fell on the ground. And they came and picked her up, took her to the hospital. The doctor declared that that girl was dead. And that her head, neck was broken. The doctor explained that she died when she was standing up. And the body collapsed and the neck got broken. You know why it was there? That girl used to minister to the glory of God. But night came over her life and she was no more. I attended her funeral and the principal made a very glorious speech concerning that little girl. As I talk to you, I don't know when your day is going to end. It may be as sudden as that beautiful Christian girl. But where will you be in eternity? Jesus has come to do business along with you and along with us who respond to his call over our lives. This blind man who was very useless became very useful. He could testify that he knew one thing. That once he was blind, but now he could see. And even though for many years he was useless, God could use him in his own way. This year's theme is about service. God has called you and I not to be a passenger in the church of Jesus Christ. And so as we gather, brothers and sisters, let us pay attention, give God full attention to hear what he has to tell us about how to serve him while it is day. I pray that none of us will miss our portion that God has for us at this conference. That even though we are not in one sight, enjoying the fellowship of one another, we are one in the spirit in all the centers that we are having this conference. May the good Lord, who has called us at this year's conference to give us instruction about how to serve him while there is opportunity, never miss any opportunity in getting whatever he wants to deposit in our lives so that we will be useful to him while we have the opportunity. For our time is limited. We will not live on earth forever. But while lives last, may we be of use to God as channels through which he wants to reach the world with his love. With these few comments, I want to, on the behalf of leadership of NKST Mission Retreat, declare this year's National Conference open.